Okay, Shag, you recently had a coaching call, and I feel like you were buzzing after about everything that you were able to get through in that meeting and how much value it provided to the designer, what clarity it gave in terms of next steps and what she has coming. So I thought it might be great to kind of dive into that, what those exercises were and what came out of it.
I totally was buzzing because the most challenging designer to support is the one really needing support. So as funny as it sounds, there's just so much support that they need. Their time is very little. That's why they're coming to us, because they need support. So how do we help this really crazy designer and also not extremely overwhelm them?
Yeah. When someone says, I need it all, you still have to create the action plan to get there. And so it turns out that this meeting really became a great structure for that.
There is a very high level of overwhelm when you're underwater. And also when you come to us and we're like, look, we've kind of cracked the code. This is everything that you need. Now I'm just making you even more overwhelmed than you were when you're just like, I'm just coming to you for support. And then we're having this honest conversation of what the business actually needs in its foundation to succeed in giving you the assistance. So it's all connected and it's all a lot. But we have this 2-hour call. And, you know, I've never given parameters other than, hey, let me know what you want to talk about in this 2-hour call. It's a very open flow conversation where the designer is driving the conversation. So I have to give a tremendous amount of credit to this designer who came to me putting in 2 core pieces of work, really had herself organized so that we could get through all this value that we're about to be in 2 hours, which is understanding what her business could afford, what her business needs, and what her next steps in executing the plan would be. So maybe you want to start with the first conversation, Evelyn, because you had the first conversation to really profile what she was saying to you.
So true. Yeah, I had the demo. So every demo, of course, I'm going to go backwards and give the whole spiel, who we are, what we offer, everything we can do for you. Like, that's why someone schedules with us, and I'm going to do that. But I really like to start with you, what challenges you're facing, what gaps you're looking to fill. And that way, I'm at least going to dive into the parts of that demo that are relevant to the challenges you've brought to the table or the questions that you have. This designer in particular kind of started the demo with, well, I'm busy. I heard about you guys. I know I need support or rent. It wasn't super clear right up front. It wasn't until I went through our whole spiel, as I would call it, that she was like, oh, I need it all. I need a design assistant. I need marketing assistants. I need administrative support. I get the executive team and the foundation. The big picture thinking came out, and that's where Shayna's saying it can feel overwhelming at first. You know you can get the help, but there's so much to put the pieces into place. So I just said, here's what I would do. I would start with a strategy call with Shayna. That is what that time is meant for. What makes sense first? What's the most low-hanging fruit? Or what do you not have in place to make your assistant team successful? On a 1-hour demo where my job is just to tell you everything we can offer, I can't get that deep into the weeds with you just yet. So go to Shay, have a strategy call. That will help line it all up for you. That's kind of where we left off. And then this designer put in the work and did her homework that wasn't even assigned. Extra credit, 5 stars for you, to really make sure that that strategy with call was going to be successful. So tell us what that looked like. Now you're jumping in with this designer, and what does she have on the table?
So she basically expresses the overwhelm. And I know she's overwhelmed, because when someone's overwhelmed, they get really weedy and they bring you all the way back from the beginning of how they started the company. So yep. It's like, okay, we get the whole download. Then what she did is bring to the table 2 exercises I actually would do in a 1-hour coaching call. So she basically saved 2 hours of our time to be able to shortcut her like a skipping stone across many exercises that I do, which I just loved this call. So she comes with a monthly breakdown of all the design fees that she had closed, with also the projection of secondary fees many contracts were collecting either a first retainer or there's a second fee that comes naturally, where that was expected to fall into play. And then also this third color, which was, I'm pitching this, not sure if it's going to close, but kind of pending on the table.
Proposals that are out. Yeah.
She was even more structured in terms of her product sales, which I would want to get into that. But for the purposes of our conversation, I said, I want to treat your product sales like the bonus to yourself. And at some point, that's also the money that you're going to use to invest back into the foundation of the business and the marketing. But for our purposes of our conversation, I don't even want to look at that money right now. Let's just keep that for you. So we were looking at those numbers. That was one. The second thing she understood was what I call your break even. What is the number? How much money do you have to be taking in for yourself to pay all the bills and live? And I don't say it's a business break even, because business and life are one. You have to pay yourself. You have to feed your kids or get your hair done. It all goes on the table. Whatever your lifestyle is, we put on the board and we understand what that number is. So she had those two things done for us, which again, saved us like 2 hours.
And quick pause to say, if you're overwhelmed about either of those exercises, like, oh, I wouldn't know how to bring that to call number one, that is okay.
Yeah.
These are things that Shayna does work on with designers all the time. But in this case, we were able to get even farther along because that designer had that available. So we've talked about creating some resources or an event or some kind of guides for this kind of stuff. So if you feel like, oh, shoot, I don't even know where to start with step one, that's okay. We'll get you there.
Yeah. Simply, it doesn't have to be that enhanced. All you need to do is log into your invoicing software, and every single design fee money you have actually collected and deposited into the bank account that month goes on a spreadsheet in a list. Project name, months across the top, I've collected this money. That even is very supportive in helping the conversation.
Yeah, great point.
So she comes on this spreadsheet, which is great. You know, I love spreadsheets.
Then you love a spreadsheet.
Love a spreadsheet. Love coding a spreadsheet. Really just can shortcut certain things. So we have these two things. So the next step that I take her through is, okay, now we need to understand the average of your gross sales for your design fees. And as we're looking at the board, I'm seeing her growth. First half of the year, you just watch her climb. And so that second half of the year numbers are much higher than where she started off with. So what we did is take the most recent 6 month average so that the numbers were more realistic with actual projections. And so we got an average of sales that she was bringing in.
Again, design fees only at this step.
Design fees only, just hard money. We're not talking about anything that we're paying out. We're simplifying the cash profile. And we know that the cash profile is even greater than what we're going to discover because we're not looking at product sales. So we're going to make very safe, conservative decisions to head this business in a direction where she feels confident and comfortable and clear with the strategy. I know, and she knows, she can absolutely afford that baseline. Plus, for her profiling, just from the design fees, she has 3,000 plus more that she can invest into the business, knows that, and still not touching the product side. So it was a really amazing exercise for her. When you're overwhelmed, the worst thing is to layer in financial stress, and to feel out of control will just stress you even more. So we get to the average, and then simply what we need to do is now subtract her break even, the amount of money that she absolutely needs to bring in to stabilize her life. And now we have the pot, whatever you want to call it, the bucket of money that we can now play with in terms of our strategy. So yay, that was such a strong profile for her. I really had to stop and be like, I am so proud of you. Look at this. Look at where you are. And yes, this is overwhelming. And yes, you're drowning. And I know that you don't want to be working the whatever 60 hours a week it is. And I think she had 3 kids and just life is just spinning. You are on a nonstop hamster wheel. I totally get it. But these are phenomenal problems to have. Look at all this opportunity you created. And we really had to talk about what we need to do to simmer back her life and create a life that she really wanted to have. And also we did get into the conversation of what her routine needs to be as a business owner. And really that minimum baseline, I think we discovered, really was like 7 hours to really be putting into the business on a minimum. And it really should have been more. But right now, as far as a give for that baseline, and we've talked about this on a previous episode, but the networking, everything you have to do to keep your business going.
Just to translate, the business required at a base 7 hours of her time working on the company per week that she had to account for.
Not billable to clients.
Yeah.
And this was a skeleton, really. The 7 hours was skeleton.
Right. I was going to say, that feels low. We always talk about on and in being a pretty even balance.
It is low, but when you're fighting to get someone to that point of consistency, 7 hours is a lot. If you really try and only work 40 hours a week and you're at 60 and you're still not giving the business what it needs consistently, 7 hours when you're trying to establish this balance of 40 hours is a lot.
It's like the non-negotiables at that point.
It's a lot. So basically, we kind of say roughly, even with that, I know she wasn't doing it. So we even went back to saying she could do 35 billables, I think, in a week. Really challenged it, but that's okay. And so really, that was just having a conversation about needing to create a routine because she was struggling to delegate and we segued into that conversation. So now we know how much money she can invest in to get the support that she needs. And as we said, she needs 3 main lanes of support, and it's a lot to get these rocking all at once. She knows that the marketing is not consistent. It's not her lead gen just now. She knows visually for her visibility, there needs to be that consistency. It's falling off. She needs to delegate it.
And thank goodness it's not, because even if marketing was a faucet that you could turn on and just be getting your leads funneling through, she wouldn't be able to take them on.
She can't take more right now. And that's something we're working on. Great problem to have. And what we decide right then and there when we're crafting a marketing allowance is we had about 7,000 to play with monthly that the business could afford. She'd do an amazing job. But really, I was just like, all we need to do is get the consistency in for your future SEO. That's it. Because even though we could be doing more and you could afford more, we've got to focus on your operations and your foundation right now more, because just as Evelyn said, we can't even take on any referrals that are coming in, and you yourself need to get out there. So we put the allowance as just that visibility structure to benefit the future of SEO.
Question for you now, probably because it affects me, but I would also say maybe you're putting this in the bucket of foundation, so you're just not there yet, but that automation to make every
foundation
lead that does come. Yeah.
Foundation. Yep. Marketing assistance, we've got an allowance. We know we have to have a consistency operating on that side for the socials, the newsletters, the blogs, a little Google listing for the future. Yay, 800 allowance plus or minus whatever. One of her first executive meetings after the strategy would be to meet with Evelyn and actually carve out a genuine strategy and what that actually looks like. Okay, now we have the next 2 buckets remaining. We have the foundation of the business, which in a nutshell is your sales flow and pricing model, is your internal operations and documentation of procedure, which is minimum 50 pages in terms of process and writing the rules of what your assistants need to do and how they do it, the who, what, where, whens, and whys. And then yes, that third piece of foundation being automation and efficiency and all these things from marketing to operations, how you can kind of glue all these things together. But we really shouldn't be doing those things until these processes are clear cut, documented, tried, true, tested, and then we implement. So we've got tons of foundation. I love our pricing model. I love that kind of control of hourly fee, but we needed to get a little bit more granular in hers. So we're going to be starting back from pricing model and walking through the entire foundational journey together. So that's a lot. Like, oh my God, how do we do that? What's that investment? And then the assistant bucket, which is also hard because she's like, I've never delegated. What do I even do? How do I even start? And so we went to assistants next after marketing, kind of had those 2 conversations. And then we go to assistants next. And I'm like, okay, first step. And this is a part of our assistant onboarding process. I actually run this meeting in assistant onboardings, but I'm kind of jumping her all over the place in things that we do inside of this 2 hours. So now we do assistant onboardings. And in this conversation, we talk about the importance of having recurring meetings with your team. And you know, that typically just starts with an admin, but then starts to develop into specific design team meetings, possibly team kickoff meetings. And we start going down a list of things that actually do reoccur in the business weekly, daily is the main 2 points of focus. Of course, there are recurring systems monthly and things like that. A lot of those monthly recurring are actually executive data reporting and metrics meetings, I feel. In terms of your assistant staff, typically you're going to be rocking weekly and daily procedures. So we start with the meetings. Okay, I highly advocate you meet with your admin, at least in the beginning of the relationship, twice a week. You're going to be communicating daily, but you're getting comfortable with delegation. So meeting one, top of week, should be a simplified agenda. Here's your project list. You're going to run through the to-dos of each project, what you're doing, what they're doing, and align the priorities of what order you want them to work in. Don't assume they know. You've got to tell them, hey, that's your Monday. Great. This way questions can be asked and all the things to make sure they have what they need. As you have no written process, no way of actually telling them how you want them to execute the thing, organize the thing, send it back to you. No, if you have templates, you don't have templates. I mean, there's so much on the table. So in the beginning, you want to have those meetings. Eventually, you might decrease. But Monday looks like delegation and alignment of what the week's needs are and priorities. Second meeting can be a repeat of the same thing or can be, hey, here's where I got with this one thing and is like a live revision. You're really busy. You're needing assistance. You're underwater. More emails in your inbox, more communication sometimes does not feel helpful. So having that, I'm going to delegate and align on Monday. Tuesday can be that working day where we can communicate and check in. Wednesday, we can meet again and I can visually get eyes on it. Or if you're stuck and you have questions, have those organized, ready to go so I can coach you along the way. Now you have Thursday, Friday to execute. Monday, we rinse and repeat. Okay, so you're going to have 2 meetings once a week. They might be an hour to start, but realistically, probably 30 minutes or depending on project volume, that's 1 hour reoccurring right there. Are you an interior designer with a burning question or a business challenge you just can't crack? We want to hear from you. You can now leave us a voicemail with your question at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the show notes of this episode for a direct link. No question is too big or too small, whether it's about your clients, business growth, or the creative process. Your question could be featured on an upcoming episode and you'll get real actionable advice. Plus, you'll be entered to win a free one-on-one strategy session. So don't be shy, hit that voicemail link, share what's on your mind, and let's tackle it together. We can't wait to hear from you. Question for you as you're considering this, because you worked backwards with this designer, her 7 hours per week that she could afford in terms of time, in terms of her own time that she could afford to put to the business, and these 35 billable, for example. Now, as you're talking through what it actually takes to make all of this work, are we tracking that against that supposed 7, or are we considering these billable project hours that we're staying on that agenda for that client? How are you allocating that time? So there's a piece that I didn't get to do with her because we don't have enough time. Basically, once you put the money on the board for each month, we need to enhance that and put the estimated project hours on the board for each month. And that translates differently. You might collect 3 months of money in 1 month, but that money really trickles through 3 months.
Right.
And when we're talking about billable versus non-billable, telling her that she has to do those 7 hours and her telling me that she can commit to 35 billable hours, then as we close projects, we have to have that macro lens and understand between all my projects, these are my estimated billable hours on the board. And my personal capacity to do billable hours is X and the balance is Y.
Mm-hmm.
And then you know what your surplus is and what you're going to need in assistance. And in that true fractional model, what we genuinely believe in is you need multiple people on your team with different strengths at minimum 3, ebbing and flowing with the business.
Yeah, because that surplus of work doesn't look the same every time. So the skill set that you need to complete that and supplement your own time is always going to look different inside of a week, inside of a month, inside of a project.
And the reality is, even at that part-time 20 hours a week, you need that amongst these three different specialties, and you're going to need them differently. One week, you might need mostly drafting support with 25% admin. Maybe the following week, you're going to need 100% admin. I'm not even factoring in marketing here to the scheme of the ratios here, but you get the drift of it. So you're really going to need that fractional support. We continue on, though, establishing recurring systems in the business. She wants her assistant to support her on communicating with vendors. This is a common one, collecting pricing. And also, she's using Materio. So update Materio when the tracker comes in, all these trigger points that happen from the email. Okay, the email has to be checked daily. You want the email checked once a day, twice a day, morning, late afternoon, yep, twice a day. At minimum, that's 15 minutes for someone to go in. Could be less, definitely could be loads more if there's a lot going on in there. But at minimum, about 15 minutes, log in, organize it in the way you want it organized, respond to what you need to, and then you have all these trigger points that happen out of an email. So that's every day, two times a day, that's an hour a day, that's 2.5 hours a week, just right there in email management, vendor communication, just the baseline of supporting the pricing and the procurement tracking side of things. And then we move on to the next thing. What's another recurring thing? Invoicing. And you can start to create routines in the business and get all the way down to an average of what you would need. And what we did was we did that in the business, and then we focused on the as-needed tasks. As-needed tasks being, I need her to place orders as needed. I need her to support me with design boards as needed. Invoicing as needed for the product side of things. And since she's new to delegation, I said, you know what? Why don't we just say, on average, a project cycles through. As you're sourcing, you're going to need pricing support and presentation board support. Then it goes into client approvals, and that swings more into the estimates and transitioning into the purchase orders. So administratively, there are differentials of tasks, but it can follow that project. So you are consistently delegating as needed tasks. So we decided that on a minimum, she would probably delegate 2 as needed tasks. So we to start, that is just the very, very tipping point. We are trying to create the minimum baseline where she has goals, easy goals. Here's my routine. I am going to delegate at minimum 2 tasks a week. I explained to her on average, a task is about 1.5 hours across the board, plus or minus 30 minutes.
Ballpark figure in terms of how many different task types there are.
Yeah. A space plan per room, 1.5 hours. An elevation, 1.5 hours. A presentation board between communication and delegation and getting it done, 1.5 hours. An invoice or pricing a room, 1.5 hours. All of these on average, 1.5 hours. So we use that logic. We add 3 hours to the board for her recurring systems. We created a baseline routine of 11 hours of support and delegation throughout the week. And we know that's going to climb. And so then we converted that. Our assistants are $58 an hour. We take 58, we multiply by 11 hours, we multiply that by 4 weeks, we put that number on the board. Boom. Now, third bucket is foundation. We know that foundation is extremely overwhelming. I mean, what I really want to do for us, and I've actually been like, oh my God, should we create a franchise today? Didn't even drop that in here today, but my brain has been floating in franchise mode.
I've said it previously too.
I know. But to really just put a number on all this foundation, it's coming at you soon. Me and Samantha are working on it to really just timeline the whole thing, start to finish. You know, based on what you have and where you're at, what that cost could look like. We need to do that for this designer. That's what our executive kickoff is. It's the first 2-hour call is us aligning all the foundation that needs done, what you have, what you don't have, and creating this timeline.
And for many designers, not for this one, because we know she's overwhelmed and underwater and doesn't have time. But the third question in that for designers who aren't quite as busy yet is how much of this can you invest your time into? So it's a collaboration versus a done for you.
Yeah, that's in the kickoff as well. Time is time. you want to do the majority of the time and just get the strategy from us, great. You have absolutely no time to do it. You're like, nope, that's why I'm coming to you. Great, we can do it all for you. There is definitely a strong majority that fall in the middle because they have a good chunk of stuff done. We've got a welcome packet. We've got an investment guide. We've got things we can work from and enhance. So then there's that kind of middle time zone. But basically what we established was just to put the minimum investment on the board, which the minimum investment to work with our executive team and walk you through supporting you and getting the strategy and the foundation of this business done is $700 a month. So I'm like, listen, put $700 on a month. What that looks like is 1 hour weekly of accountability to work on the strategy we're going to craft through together. And we touched on it. She knows that we are going to work on her pricing model first and fix the contract and really refine the wireframe sales flow and likely lead into Evelyn automating it so we don't have to pay an assistant one-time investment for future gains. So start at the $700 and that's 4 hours of support a month. Month one is going to be a lot because you are going to be kicking off your marketing strategy. You're going to be integrating assistants. And really month one, I want your main focus to be on assistants. But what that investment was month one, she starts that executive foundation. We have a 2-hour kickoff. So she's very clear on what we're going to work on throughout each month and what we're going to crush and succeed inside the business each month so that that overwhelm simmers.
And I know just from my experience working from you, like having that on the board also really helps bring stress levels down because you're like, this is what I can channel my energy towards. When you are so busy and you're thinking about a million things and it feels like a lot of things are kicking off, it could feel very spastic, but knowing pricing model, that's the only thing I really need to be downloading or thinking about in the shower.
I mean, you've done it for me.
Mm-hmm. On her calendar.
Yeah. When your brain is on fire and everywhere because there's so much to think about, to have a strategy and have someone to be like, hey, if you're going to think serially and you can't stop, then I need you to think about this this month. And Evelyn did that for me.
Yeah, at least have it be about this thing. I put it on her Google Calendar. We called it this week's mind spiral.
Yep, this week's mind dump. If you're going to blow up in communications and funnel me a bunch of at least make it be relevant to what we're working on this week. Or have a separate channel funneling me with everything else. But it is a way to simmer. So we take the first 2 hours, we give you the strategy, we simmer and we set the pace. And inside of that, she knows she can spend more in the investment. So we'll make those decisions at certain projects and at certain points of where we go.
So coming out of that call, she had financially what the business could truly carry. And then working backwards from that and forwards from what she needs, you were able to meet her in the middle with the steps it would take to get her all of the support that she needed in a really actionable way, where we're still focusing on one thing at a time so it doesn't lead to a greater sense of overwhelm. Did you get any kind of feedback or thoughts from her at the end of the meeting in terms of what this did for her, gave her going out into the world following this call? Did you get any kind of feedback on that?
Well, I'm hoping that she feels a little more calm. Maybe you can ask her this.
Yeah.
I don't want to speak for her. Maybe we'll see if Evelyn can get a hold of her.
You know, some people get off the thing with you and they're like, oh my God.
I think she was excited. She felt good in knowing that I and we have her. And I explained that to her. This is a partnership. You win. We win. I don't know if anyone knows, but the slogan for Shayna Rose Interiors was everyone wins. And I kind of would have probably swung that into like the you win, we win. But that's really what it is. We're here to help structure your business to succeed, to be profitable. Because if I can craft that in you, you are going to need more support. As you gain success, you need more support.
And we've built the trust. Yeah, exactly.
And in turn, we get more business. And through your business growth, you are going to hit bumps that are going to need more support. And I'm here to fix those as you climb through them as well. Because again, me supporting you is supporting us. So it really is a partnership. When you are in an executive agreement with us, when you are on the schedule on a weekly basis, we might even be further carved in where we're meeting with you on a weekly basis, but we're taking over some of your high-level reports, some of your high-level team meetings, whatever that consistency is in terms of operations, right? Samantha does that, where this very large firm, it's just too much. Assistants do a great job, but there needs to be a high level of checks and balances. And if you as the owner cannot show up, someone with the similar brain or even stronger in certain regards is showing up for you and not trusting the assistant who is there just to get it done for a business who doesn't have the foundation for that assistant to succeed. That's the problem. Eventually they can. Once you have all the work and all of your processes are documented, sure, it's not that much time. You can go in and just enhance them and have that assistant. But between you yourself and being a business that succeeds with assistance without any other high-level person in the middle overseeing, if you're saying it can't be you because you have no time, you must have a strategic thinker up there or you're going to cycle a lot. Love a strong executor, but strong executors sometimes aren't the best strategic thinkers to understand all the whys. The strategic thinker is there to tell the strong executor the why and the how to and the why we don'ts and have the hard conversations. But also we're humans and they're also there to be a system of checks and balances. And that's very necessary, especially when it comes to money buckets. All in all, I would love to hear from her. You can reach out. Maybe we can get a plug into this episode. But I felt that 2 hours was worth $1,500. Obviously, she didn't pay $1,500
if you had to put a price tag on it.
If I was going to throw a number on it, like just such a great call. I hope she feels calm, clear. I couldn't be more excited to really know the financial profile. I know this is differential because you're like, okay, well, you're selling me. I don't really want you to know how much money is on the table. Could be one lens. Another lens maybe doesn't care.
If I say this is how much I have to spend, you're going to find a way to fill that or something.
And we didn't fill it because that's not what I advocate.
Because you have their best interests at heart. And that's just our entire team's mantra.
My first coach didn't profile that way. And it does kind of scare me when you have all these needs and all this foundation. I would prefer to know what you can afford and craft a strategy around that so you're not suffering. It makes me feel good.
Same exact thing on the marketing side. Your strategy should be worked backwards from your budget. Comfortable, conservative marketing budget.
Yeah. So highly effective. If anyone is there in the overwhelm, really looking to build the ladder, put the first ring on, congratulations, first of all. It is not easy to go from someone who just starting a business to filling a book that they cannot keep up with. Yay. I totally get you are overwhelmed though. Come to us, even if it's that 2-hour strategy with me to do this workshop. If you are feeling like you don't have the time, it's going to take more than 2 hours for us to get those first two exercises done. That's fine. Just kind of know that. But if you can get ahead, we can do a lot with preparedness and some organization and understanding just the baseline of your design fees. We can craft and get you out of overwhelm and give you a strategy that you feel comfortable with and confident with, and you know where you're going. And at the end of the road, you are going to have a sellable business, people. Sellable business. What's the end goal? Don't just diffuse it and all the years of hard work. Sellable business. Why do people buy a franchise? They have documented process. They have marketing. They have their CRM ready to go. The process just is totally carved for them in terms of pricing model and sales and everything. And so people buy a franchise business because it has that. You, once you have all of that, also then have a client list with retention, with sales to track. You can sell that bad boy. It can happen. I have to start somewhere.
You can do this and we've got you.
Hi, 4D Biz team. This is Joanna Damiak with Rooted by Design. I'm an architect and designer in the Philadelphia suburbs. Recently had the opportunity to work with Shayna in a strategy session, and so I'm eager to share how it went. Before the session, I knew I needed help. I've been really struggling in the past few months of just being at capacity and feeling very burnt out, but I wasn't sure if I had enough time and money baked into my proposals to bring on support. So what I was really hoping to do in this session with Shayna was take a look at the numbers for the rest of the year and moving forward and see if I had capacity to bring in support to relieve me a bit from the day-to-day. I had been burned previously by trying to outsource where I hadn't baked enough time into my design proposals. And so ultimately, I was paying out of pocket for help to finish client projects. And I've been scared to repeat the mistake. So have been operating as a solo as a result. So I felt like I was hitting a ceiling. Just for additional context, I'm at a place where I can only take on 2 to 3 projects at a time. And this has been really limiting me from saying yes to other projects or work that excite me, and also just feeling concerned and worried that I wouldn't be able to support clients in a way that I want to, just from being overstretched. So I've been really stuck in the day-to-day design work, admin, all of the things to fully zoom out and see the big picture by myself. I wanted someone to look at the numbers with me so that I wouldn't make those same mistakes of trying to bring in help. I think I have a pretty good understanding of my numbers, but I was just really struggling in this season of life to see and connect the dots of the time in these proposals that had already been signed off on by both me and the client, and what kind of capacity I had to bring in help. So in a very short window, Shayna and I reviewed my open proposals, my projected income for the rest of the year, and then we were able to discuss exactly what kind of support I could bring in without picking from my own pocket, which is amazing. And we looked at that in various degrees. We played with different numbers of hours of admin or design help. So it was really nice to do it all on paper and just see this is how many hours we could get here and there. And then we also relayed that back to the active projects I have now and what is left in terms of the design scope. So it was both a broad overview, but also very specific in its relation to the proposals, which was helpful. So I walked away with hope in the short term that I can calm down and bring in help in a way that is sustainable. And then a long term too, we were projecting out until like the next year or so. And what kind of minimum would that need to bring in order to continue to support? So it was just so nice to have a second set of eyes. It's also very reassuring to know that I'm not the only one that you've worked with that's kind of stuck in this messy middle season. In addition to the financial review and strategy, which was super, super helpful, we also got a bit into the sales process and just taking clients from the initial inquiry through the design proposal. And the timing of that could not have been more perfect. Shayna shared so many great tips and tricks that she recommended based on past experience. And I actually had a call that afternoon with a client that had an open design proposal. We reviewed kind of what her reservations were. I pulled out a couple design hours based on what I had talked about with Shayna. And the client ended up signing a nice big design proposal, which is super exciting. And I know that there is time baked in there that I can have help with that design proposal. So it's a bit of a relief because that was one where I'm fortunate to be in this position, but I was like, I don't know if I want them to proceed with this project. So all that to say, very excited about the opportunity to connect with Shayna. On the strategic planning, there was so much great information that I left with, and she helped calm me down, which is great. I need that energy.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. If you're feeling underwater or stretched thin, know that you're not alone and that there's a way forward. Sometimes the first step is just getting your numbers on the board, seeing the reality of the situation, and giving yourself credit for how far you've come. Whether you're juggling client work, building your team, or trying to carve out time for strategy, please remember you don't have to figure it all out by yourself. We're here to help you break things down, set your priorities, and build a plan that actually fits your life and your business.
If you want more tools to help you get organized, like templates, checklists, and real-world strategies, join our email list at fordesignerbusiness.com/subscribe. We'll send you resources to help you move from overwhelm to action.
And if you're ready for a deeper dive, whether it's mapping out your finances, refining your systems, or just talking through your next steps, schedule a free call with us at fordesignerbusiness.com or check the link in the show notes.
We'd also love to hear your questions. Leave us a voicemail at fordesignerbusiness.com and you just might hear your voice on a future episode.
If you're finding value in the show, please take a moment to help us reach more designers just like you by rating, reviewing, and subscribing to the show wherever you listen.
And remember, every business has its messy middle. What matters is that you keep moving forward one step at a time. Celebrate the progress you've made, lean into the support around you, and don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it. We're here cheering you on every step of the way. Until next time, keep designing and keep dreaming.